Welcome back to Tell a Band to Go Home on UMFM 101.5. Good to have you aboard. New music from a guy who's been on the show before. We've talked to him a couple times, and then he came down to the studio and didn't play, which always bugs me. Like, why do you come all the way down here if you're not going to play? I just don't get that. But anyways, super nice guy, and he's been through town a couple of times, and finally people are, I think, starting to go see him. The first time he played here, there was nobody there. And it was really embarrassing, and I apologized a number of times, but he came back anyway, which is good. He's got a brand new record, and it's produced by Hoxley Workman, and hopefully that'll get him some attention. Although, in my humble opinion, I don't know that necessarily Hoxley Workman should produce other people, because he just makes people sound like Hoxley Workman. And in this guy's case, that might not be a good thing. I haven't listened to the whole record yet. It's kind of an interesting thing when I've been flipping through, and we'll give it a try here. Sounds like an interesting project. It's called In Transit, and it's the new record from our friend James Murdoch.
That reminds me of a time when fear clung to my body, overpowering my mind. It was something in my nature that I took for granted there. I could have fought the instinct, but instead I didn't dare. Downcast eyes, they see no sky. Why not try until you get what you deserve? Oh, you get what you deserve. I flew across the ocean to another continent, a stone's throw from another, but I forced my own content. That conviction didn't stick, and now I'm living with regret. I guess actions equal outcomes. See the message in this mess. Downcast eyes, they see no skies. So why not try until you get what you deserve? Oh, you get what you deserve. Oh, I almost lost my nerve. Oh, you get what you deserve. Oh, and all that ends well never ends well at all. Guess you can't tell, I don't need to watch you fall. Always cracked a smile, claiming inspiration from a long forgotten style. At the heart of controversy, always at someone's expense. When it came down to the judgment, no one ran to my defense. Oh, you get what you deserve. 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 You get what you deserve. I almost lost my nerve. I almost lost my nerve.
You got your angel, now you got your queen of hearts. You always said you wanted this, but this is hard. A girl's a gift from God if you can hold her heart. Don't you let her go, she'll tear you apart. She'll take you down to the river and throw you in, leave you when the sun goes down. Tell you that you couldn't meet a real fine fellow if your daddy would have had the time. Leave you in the morning when the fog is forming on the Mississippi riverbed. Will you soon discover when you tell her that you love her that the girl you used to love is dead? She'll take you down to the river and do it all over again. You got your Ingrid Bergman, now you got your girl. You always said you wanted this, but are you sure? A girl's a gift from God if you can hold her hand. Don't you let her go, she won't understand. She'll take you down to the river and throw you in, leave you when the sun goes down. Tell you that you could have made a real fine fellow if your daddy would have had the time. Leave you in the morning when the fog is forming on the Mississippi riverbed. Will you soon discover when you tell her that you love her that the girl you used to love is dead? She'll take you down to the river and do it all over. Tell you that you could have made a real fine fellow if your daddy would have had the time. Leave you in the morning when the fog is forming on the Mississippi River. Will you soon discover, tell her that you love her, the girl you used to love is dead. She'll take you down to the river and do it all over again. She'll take you down to the river and throw you in, leave you when the sun goes down. Tell you that you could have made a real fine fellow if your daddy would have had the time. Leave you in the morning when the fog is forming on the Mississippi riverbed. Will you soon discover when you tell her that you love her that the girl you used to love is dead? She'll take you down to the river and do it all over again. Until the end of time.
what you done, Crow John.
Hey, this is Gerf Morlix, and I'm in Winnipeg, and I'm loving it. And I'm listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on 101.5 UMFM.
I see the morning light. just didn't get to sleep last night. I'm walking down the line, walking down the line, and I'm walking down the line. My feet be flying to tell about my troubled mind. I got my walking shoes, got my walking shoes. I got my walking shoes, and I ain't gonna lose. I believe I got the walking blues. I'm walking down the line, walking down the line. When I'm walking down the line, my feet be flying to tell about my troubled mind. When I'm walking down the line, my feet be flying to tell about my troubled mind.
Fantastic guitar player. Great producer and getting better as a songwriter and a singer. That's Steve Dawson, formerly half of Zubat and Dawson. And if you ever saw Zubat and Dawson, they were kind of this crazy instrumental duo that played like, they called it strang music. It was like this weird blend of kind of jazz and folk and all kinds of other things thrown together. Very weird, but fantastic live. And then he released a solo album few years ago anyway, called We Belong to the Gold Coast, and it was kind of a mix. It was kind of a mix of singer-songwriter stuff and fantastic instrumental guitar. Now he's got a brand new record out. It's called Waiting for the Lights to Come Up, and it's got vocals on every single song this time. Oh, a couple that don't, but a pretty fabulous record. I mean, this guy is obviously, you know, been known for his talent for a long time, but it's good to see him put out a record that hopefully will appeal to a lot of folks. It'll come out on the Black Hen Music label pretty darn soon, I believe, and a highly recommended record, so check that out. Steve Dawson, Waiting for the Line to Come Up, Lights to Come Up. That was his cover of Bob Dylan's Walking Down the Line, pardon me, our second Bob Dylan cover and third Bob Dylan song of the day. Before that, we heard Ray Bonneville, another guy who's known as a fantastic guitar player and sort of a guitar player's guitar player. He plays guitar and harmonica on pretty much everybody's record because he's so darn good. But not enough people know his own stuff, and hopefully people will be picking up his new record, Going by Feel, which is co-produced and played on by Mr. Gerf Morlix, as well as a bunch of other folks, including Liza Gilkison, and it's a fine new record out on Red House Records. Before that, we heard a band that I became hip to last year, I guess, and I kind of felt like I was a little late, but I guess the station's even later because this just came in on the new release shelf last week. A record called America. The band is called Romantica. We heard Queen of Hearts, and a pretty darn good record indeed. If you're looking for something new, that's recommended. And before that, we heard James Murdoch, Get What You Deserve, from his new record, In Transit, which is produced by Hoxie Workman. And Hoxie Workman didn't screw up that track too bad. So it might be a good record. I'm going to take this home and listen to it, I think. I'm looking forward to it. Anyways, we're going to look at a few more things from the old mailbag, because I got a whole bunch of stuff that's coming that I haven't played for you yet. And probably the most pleasant of them all, I think, so far is this next thing. Actually, you know what? Maybe just for fun, I'm going to change it up a little bit. I was going to this next lady that I was going to play reminds me so much of another favorite of ours that I felt like playing something of hers. But I'm gonna mix it up a little bit, and I'm going to play the favorite first, huh? How about that? And then we'll play this new lady. The lady's name is Kim Tuvim. Her album is Nothing Sweet Nothing, which is kind of a cool title, and it's a beautiful package. And it's kind of an interesting thing. So we'll play something from her. But when I was listening to this record, it reminded me a lot of this next lady, and it got me to wondering, where the heck has she disappeared to? Holy cow, one of the true greats, and hasn't had a record in about 3 or 4 years. And she was a perennial Folkfest rumor for years, and hopefully she'll still make it one of these years. But she's got to put out a new record, for goodness sake, first. And that is Miss Gillian Welch, and we'll play something from her album Revival, and then we'll play a Kim Tuvim and a couple other mailbag things just for fun. So here you go. Here's Gillian Welch. Always like this one. One More Dollar.
Mm-hmm. a long time ago. I left my home for a job in the fruit trees. And I miss those hills with the windy pines. Their song seemed to suit me. So I sent my wages to my said we'd soon be together for the next good crop. Pay my way and I'd come home forever. One more time to show for my
a pilgrimage of visions. A broken
misty man in so much rain. No, I can't understand why. No, I can't understand why.
Scrape my knees. Well, they paved the roads eventually with neon signs and car dealerships and diners. And soldiers filled the hotels on the weekends. So the pretty women as I walk through the town. Well, I moved away as soon as I turned 16. Figured I was old enough to go and work a job. Well, I floated down Main Street, pools of car lights. Overcame me, wishing I was still back home. Soldiers filled the hotels on the weekends. So the pretty women as I walked through town. Well, Jacksonville's a city with a hopeless streetlight. Seems like you're lucky if it ever changed from red to green. Well, I was born in an abundance of inherited sadness and 50-cent picture frames bought at a five and dime. I ended up a soldier on a weekend, looking for a vacancy I was unable to find. Somewhere the night sky hangs like a blanket. Shoot it with my cap gun just to make it seem like stars.
To the radio morning news, just as the day is dawning. And I watch from the window while a passing cloud dulls a hopeful morning. And I wonder, will the girl I love come back with the morning? Omen crow at the waking hour has given me fair warning, and the heart that's breaking never makes a sound. She was once my heart's delight, my need. desire. She was my day, she was my night, my water and my fire. Oh, and I was once the same to her when we still walked together. But the heavy heart at the waking hour is expecting heavy weather. And the heart that's breaking never makes a sound. And the heart that's breaking never makes a sound.
Yeah. dodge the book with cover gone. Sideways glances, jacket's torn. Twice as shy as Tim Warren. An iron fist into a palm. Do unto despite this turn. Mind to keep a lesson learned. It's easy, sad, and done. It's easy, sad. Forgive, forget forevermore. From your rib, remove a thorn. Take a picture off the wall.
Around the world, spherical ways are a hundredfold always. And wonderful songs to play, and millions of keys to sing them in. Unlocking the best of luck with them. So sing along and paint your face. The sunshine is chiming here in probably every place. So slap your knees. Size of your gun, 'cause that's how the West is won. In our hearts every day, every hour, it's a flower. Settle up, whispers and hats and names. Shoot 'em up, talking tough, John Wayne.
Yes, indeed. A guy who I've been meaning to play for you for a while, and he keeps emailing me and reminding me to play his record. He sent it to me, and it's kind of a neat record. I like the packaging. It's normally I don't like this cardboard packaging, but this one's kind of cool. It's on sort of recycled cardboard. Folds out, and it kind of looks like a star chart. And I don't know, it's just kind of a neat little package and an interesting little record. That's the peppiest number on the record. That one's called The Devil's on Horseback from an album called Unclosing by a guy named Brock Tyler. And interesting thing, you can check him out, brocktyler.com. Before that, we heard David Ross McDonald, which that name probably doesn't mean too much to you. But I'm sure you've heard of the band that he plays in. Believe it or not, when he's not being a fine singer-songwriter like right there, he is the drummer in The Waifs. Who, if you've ever been to the Winnipeg Folk Festival, you should know The Waifs well. We heard Easier Said from his new record, Knuckled Brass and Bone. He's kind enough to send that to us. Tracy Grammer before that, formerly of the duo Dave Carter and Tracy Grammer. Now she plays with a guy named Jim Henry, who we've seen at the Folk Fest a number of times, from her new EP called Book of Sparrows, her cover of Mr. Francie's The Waking Hour. What a gorgeous song that is. Before that, just for fun, just because we heard some Whiskey Town. From the album Pneumonia, Jacksonville Skyline. We'll send that out to Allison and Victoria, who says that there's some new, sort of new. I mean, I'm guessing they didn't get back together, but there's something new to us Whiskey Town fans coming out this year, which is very exciting. Of course, Whiskey Town featured Ryan Adams and Caitlin Carey, who was singing along on the song we heard before that from Sally Spring, I Can't Understand Why, from her album Mockingbird. And fine album, actually. I kind of like that one. I'm going to listen to that one again, I think. Not always that an album from the mailbag. A, I listened to it all the way through, and B, I listened to it a second time. But this one might merit. The album features Gene Parsons of the Byrds, as well as Tiff Merritt, Marshall Crenshaw, Caitlin Carey, and Thad Cockrell, and a bunch of other folks. So fine record. And before that, we heard a lady named Kim Tuvim. That's KYMTUVIM. And if you heard that track, you might have gone, that doesn't sound like anything like Gillian Welch, you moron. And no, that song doesn't. That was Bird's song from the album Nothing Sweet Nothing. But if you listen to the rest of the record, I guarantee you, there's some stuff on there that sounds like Gillian Welch, who we heard before that with One More Dollar from Revival. And it's coming up on 4 o'clock, but I just got a call from the Bluegrass guy, says he's not coming in. So I guess if we don't get done by 4 o'clock, ain't nobody going to care. So a couple more things. Another new release. Should we play that one? No, let's play this one. That last song kind of reminded me in a way of this guy, who I've been listening to a lot lately. This record is not new, although he has a fairly new record called Take My Blanket and Go. This one's from a record called Only Four Seasons. And I'm really, really starting to like this guy. His name's Joe Purdy, and we're going to hear something called Why You on Televanta Gold.
Why always being so mean? Why always being so mean? 'Cause you think that you could see the pain you bring on me. Why always being so mean? Why always running your mouth? Why always running your mouth? If you don't stop to find it out, you might understand by now. Why always running your mouth? Why always making me cry? Why always making me cry? You look me in the eye and tell me all your lies. So why always looking so sweet? Why always looking so sweet? You walk into the room and it brings me to my knees. Yes, why always looking so sweet? Why always making me stay? Oh no. Oh,
things will be just fine if I can get you off my mind. So why are you always leaving me behind? Oh no.
Hey, this is Jason Collette. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on 101.5 FM.
Say for yesterday's talk, a little too late. trying, and I may not be a giver all the time, but I still believe in something sacred. You never know when disaster rears its ugly head. Look high and low. I'd rather be asleep instead. I never quite understood how a promise and threat fit together so good, compound with regret. Well, I don't think I found the river where you flowed without trying, and I may not be a giver all the time, but I still believe in something sacred. It's not a river, it's a tributary. Prefer an angel to the tooth fairy. It's unlikely I'll put try so hard to prove you don't. What will you share? Well, I'm more in tune with what you want. Just to set records straight, I'm doing okay. I'm starting to bend the page to bookmark my way. As for the early days, I guess I'll betray.
Chris Neufeld there. He must be too busy teaching high school to do shows or, you know, talk to me. Hasn't been on the show in a long time. And I just want to say, Chris, that all the nasty things that I said about you, I don't mean most of them, because you're pretty good. Told a joke there from Colorado Low. Sure liked that one. I, you know, pulled that one out again and thought, that guy's pretty good. Before that, speaking of good, holy crap. You know, Jason Collette, he's... I'll be honest with you, I think he's kind of inconsistent. Sometimes he's brilliant and sometimes he's not. And that right there is pretty brilliant. That's No Redemption song from the new record by Jason Collette called Here's to Being Here.